Well, Brother Shabazz, we appreciate your time today, and we're talking, of course, about Kwanzaa and the event that's coming up in just a few weeks on December 19th, I believe, from 6 to 8.
That's right.
218 East Main Street. I told you I wanted to talk a little bit about not just this event, but Kwanzaa in general. So for those that aren't familiar with Kwanzaa, what is kind of the origin of it and the significance of it?
Oh, thank you so much for inviting us for this conversation. Kwanzaa is a cultural celebration that was started in 1966 by Maulana Karenga in Los Angeles and a group called the US Organization. And basically the idea of Kwanzaa is an African-American celebration of heritage and culture, mm-hmm. of our African heritage and culture. And so it starts December 26th, the day after Christmas, and it goes on through the 1st of January, so 7 days. And each day is marked with a principle that we organize around for each day. So you have the first day is Umoja, which is unity. Mm-hmm. The second day is Kujichagulia, which is self-determination. Ujima, collective works and responsibilities. Ujamaa, cooperative economics. Nia, purpose. Kaumba, faith. And the last day is Imani, faith.
Mm-hmm.
And so each day has a principle, and we organize around those principles. Now, because we can't do 7 days here, it's not practical, we're going to do it actually sort of a pre-Kwanzaa event just to give people a flavor of what Kwanzaa is about. And also we're using this as a sort of a launching point to try to create more unity between the African-American African and Caribbean community here in Galesburg.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that because I noticed there was a lot of emphasis on that in the press release. And why do you think that is so important to do?
Well, there's no really polite way to say this, but mm-hmm. historically, slavery is very much a foundational event in the founding of the United States, alongside with the genocide of Native Americans. And so what happened during slavery was that Africans were taken from Africa, brought across the Atlantic, and enslaved for centuries here in the United States. And part of that effort of enslaving a people was to, from the terms of whites, was to do what they could to force those Africans to reject their heritage and culture.
Mm.
And in place that those identities, those heritages, those cultures from Africa, in place of that, they were imposing a slave identity, right? Mm. And the purpose of that obviously is control, right? So if you control how people define themselves, then you have a way of controlling them.
Yeah.
And so alongside of that was divide and conquer. So you say the idea that maybe the Caribbean people are better than the African Americans. Or the Haitians are lesser than the Jamaicans. So it's a divide and conquer thing, and we tend to think of ourselves sometimes as being better than that other black group. And so there's been this history of division that has served no purpose other than to promote and perpetuate white supremacy. And so what we try to do with Kwanzaa is alongside that too is just the normal things that, you know, so for example, if you're an African immigrant, perhaps much of what you've learned about African Americans is through the media, which tends to be negative. Hmm. Likewise, if you're African American, a lot of what you know about Africa is also through the media. And what we know about Africa in the U.S. is typically wars, famine, and poverty. It tends to be negative.
Hmm.
And so that media influence shapes how we see each other also. And so we're trying to bridge those misconceptions and build a stronger black community here in Galesburg.
And kind of emphasize just that common cultural heritage. And to some extent, isn't that kind of how Kwanzaa began, is to kind of have an alternative to the sort of what some could consider kind of the normal Western Christian holidays? Not that Kwanzaa is necessarily anti-Christian, I don't know, but it's an alternative to kind of the overarching Western society norms, kind of. Is that fair to say?
That's fair to say. And Christmas has become very commercialized, for example.
Yeah.
And so Kwanzaa emphasizes unity and also non-commercial non-material things as it being more important.
Yeah.
And so there's a de-emphasis on commercialism and an emphasis on collectivism and working together and unity. Those are really core ideas of Kwanzaa. So yes, it's sort of a, it is sort of in some way a critique of how, Christmas has been commercialized. Mm. But you can celebrate, of course, you know, Christmas, and many people do celebrate Christmas and Kwanzaa.
Right.
There's no issue with that.
I also wanted to ask you about to what extent, people that are not of a African, heritage, would it be, appropriate for them to recognize or celebrate Kwanzaa, or would that be more, you know, appropriation, I guess?
Well, I would say that all cultures have holidays, celebrations, and so it's a celebration specifically for African Americans. And so while African Americans celebrate it, other cultures, other groups, ethnic groups are certainly welcome to celebrate those events. Hmm. So I would say yes, it would be odd for say a white American to celebrate Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
But not odd to participate and learn from it, because we all, I think, Americans can benefit from learning more about the contributions of Africa to society, to the world, to world history, et cetera. Learning more about African culture, African foods, African religions, et cetera.
Yeah. So to that extent, you'd welcome all people to the event on December 19th?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We look forward to teaching and learning,
right,
and sharing our culture and enjoying each other's company. Yes.
It sounds like a fun night. You're going to have food and music, I understand. And you'll also be giving some, I guess, kind of lifetime achievement awards of some kind to deserving recipients, I'd say, for kind of their contributions to furthering and promotion of Afrocentric values. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, we're going to be honoring our first ambassadors of Pan-African culture. Kwanzaa has been celebrated in Galesburg periodically. The early 90s, Professor Fred Hoard at Knox College organized some celebrations. My wife and I have organized one or two events around Kwanzaa here in Galesburg, but it hasn't been consistent. Mm. And so we hope to do this on a consistent basis. And alongside of that, we've inaugurated something we call the a contributor, or let's see, individuals in Galesburg who've contributed importantly to Afrocentric or African African heritage and culture. And so we're going to be honoring Professor Fred Hoard, longtime professor at Knox College, who's recently retired, and also Seminya McCord. Miss McCord, she was a student at Knox in the 1960s, and she was also very active in the black student movement at that time. Mm. And she's been very consistent. And anytime we mention anything or about culture or Africa or history, she's always there. And so we thought it'd be a good time to honor those folks who've been so consistent here in Galesburg in terms of giving respect to and representing African culture in a positive light.
Yeah. Anything else that we should really know, or people should be, I guess, anything to draw people in to come on December 19th that would maybe pique their interest?
Well, how do I say it? If we think about America, right? Mm-hmm. We typically learn, you know, that America is a place of freedom and democracy, but you know the reality is that African Americans and also Native Americans, in fact, non-white Americans, but in terms of Kwanzaa, we're talking specifically about the experiences of African Americans. This nation was founded in 1776. And for most of that history, up until the 1970s, African Americans were legally, by law, second-class citizens. And for most of that history, in fact, our humanity was not acknowledged. And so that history has profoundly shaped the experiences of African Americans in the United States. And Kwanzaa is one way of one part of rectifying. It's something that African Americans can do to challenge that or change that. Now, the larger society has to do things also, but this is one piece of it. And so this is, I see Kwanzaa as an important effort in terms of challenging, rethinking, reimagining what America might be. Because the reality is, you know, most of your listeners would say that the KKK is bad. But if you really look at U.S. history, America is the KKK, right? By that I mean that America was founded on the principles of white supremacy. So you have the theft of Native American land. You have the genocide of Native Americans. You have the enslavement of African Americans and then Jim Crow falling upon that. That's the America that African Americans know, that we've experienced. But we don't have to be, America doesn't have to be, that history doesn't have to shape what America is today. We can change that, but we have to be serious about rethinking, reimagining what America might be. And one way of doing that, one contribution to that change that is needed, in my view, are these culture celebrations of groups that have been subjugated and oppressed in the United States. Now, Kwanzaa also emphasizes collective work and people working together and cooperation and the idea that individuals or that the collective is more efficient than individuals. So we emphasize collective work. And so with that in mind, I wanted to just note that lots of folks here in Galesburg have been very supportive of the event, namely Jane Easterly and Noel Thompson at the library, the Galesburg Public Library, Reverends Andrew Jowers and Pastor Haley. Also, Seminia McCord has been very supportive. Jay Bullis has donated a building and also generously donated funds for Kwanzaa, as has the NAACP and the Downtown Community Partnership. And my wife, of course, has been very supportive. And the NAACP, especially Brittany Grimes and Julia Innes and Jeanette Sherman, have all been very supportive of this event. So it's really been a community effort to get this thing, to get Kwanzaa to have an event that will bring in, I hope, a significant portion of the Galesburg community to celebrate African culture. Thank you.
People working together for an event that's all about unity.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly.
Mm. Well, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy holidays. And all the best. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Excellent job. I will...